This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. It was God that woke us up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock, but it was the hand of God extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. Well, we're so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. Hallelujah, be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. Let's go unto the Lord, to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humble ourselves under thy mighty hand. We come to you here today, Lord, just to thank you and to praise you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and to praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father God, because you're a God that sits high and looks low. You know us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. Heavenly Father, now as we have the way that you may have your way, asking you to hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint us with clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Heavenly Father, look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off. I said, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. So now, precious Father, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that was trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon your word. Draw souls to you this day and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we will be looking forward to giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray for thy glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow coming to you today in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to go to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, we'll be looking at the ninth chapter, and we'll start with verse 18 through 31. The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 18 through 31. And the word of God reads, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned himself about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good cheer, of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrel and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put out, he went in and stood and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thy son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Just for the next few minutes, I want you to pray. Come in with me as we bring forth the word of God today. We know that the word of God is spiritual food for our soul. We know that the word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand forever and ever. God looks over his word to perform. Well, yes, he does. He goes to and fro looking for those that will dare to believe his word. His word is spirit, and his word is truth. So tonight we're going to be talking about expecting a miracle. Our God is a God of miracles. Expecting a miracle. Our God is a God of miracles. Hallelujah. You are the God who performs miracles. Talking about God Almighty, the one that holds the universe together, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, who displayed his power among the people. According to Psalm 77, verse 14, the word of God says, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The word, according to Psalm 77 and 14, which I just read, and I'll say it again. Psalm 77 and 14 says, You are the God who performed miracles. You displayed your power among the people. The word of God uses three words to refer to a miracle. It's called signs, wonders, and power. Basically, a miracle is an act of God beyond human understanding that displays God's power, inspires wonders in humans, and acts as a sign that God is at work in the world. I'm going to say it again. Basically, a miracle is an act of God that is beyond human understanding, that displays God's power. And it also inspires wonders in human beings and acts as a sign that God is at work in the world. Yes, God is still a miracle-working God, even in 2020. You know, the Bible says, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. So in order for faith to come alive, in order for faith to be rooted in our heart, we must, hallelujah, faith cometh by hearing. We must hear the word of God, not hearing gossip, not hearing opinion, but hearing the word of God, because the word of God is spirit and the word of God is truth. The word of God is a living God, is a living word, more powerful than any two-edged sword, piercing down to the soul, the marrow, and the intents of the heart. So, expecting a miracle, our God is a God of miracle. Oh, yes, he is. You see, the God of miracles used supernatural power to reveal himself to people here on earth. God's miracle often defies or overpowers the law of nature, but not always, because the God of miracles can work extraordinary wonders to capture people's attention. Yes, God can use whatever he wants to. I'm for an example, when the children of Israel, when their back was against the wall, when they got to the Red Sea, God used nature. He brought about a wind that opened up the waters for them to go to walk on dry land. Hallelujah. To get on the other side of the Red Sea. And when the enemy, the Egyptians, the ones that was coming behind them, when they got into the Red Sea, God allowed the wind to bring the water back together, and they were drowned. I remember what Moses told them. He told the people of Israel, the ones that came out with him, he said, "This day your enemy you shall see no more. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." So the God that we serve, he's not a God made of hands. He's not a God made of wood, stone, metal, or stubble. No, he is a spirit. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, the God that we serve, he's all-powerful. He knows it all, and he can do it all. In the book of Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 through 5, the Bible says when Moses was getting ready to have an encounter, hallelujah, with God, here it says, "And the angels of the Lord appeared unto Moses in a flame of fire out of the midst of a burning bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will not turn aside and see this great sight. I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." And when the Lord saw that Moses turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the burning bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." And God said, "Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." You see, we can't come to God just any kind of way. Moses had to do things decent and in order, because we serve a God that we must reverence, a holy God. He is a God that is holy, and he wants us as his children to live a life that is holy. So after Moses had this encounter, hallelujah, with the burning bush, after having that supernatural incident where he heard a voice through the burning bush, but yet saw no man, saw no one. It was the angel of the Lord speaking to him. Expecting a miracle, our God is a God of miracles. Oh, yes, he is. The God of miracles can use signs to convey or to carry a message or to reveal truth, absolute truth, God's truth, God's word. God's miracle always serve a purpose. Their overall objective is to glorify him. Children of God, the power revealed the source of the miracle. Hallelujah, which is God. The wonders reveal the nature of the miracle. It can be wonderful, awe-inspiring, and worthy of attention. The signs reveal the purpose of the miracle to confirm a message or to convey a truth. Yes, God is a God of miracle. Are you expecting a miracle in the days that we are living in? Again, we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, how can we believe if we haven't heard? And how can we hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he's sent by God? Oh, how beautiful is the feet of them that bring forth the gospel and bring glad tidings. Yeah, that's why it's so important that the days that we are living in, we have to pray for our leaders, those that God have allowed to be in position, in offices. Hallelujah. Yes, when Jesus ascended, before he left gifts to men, he left the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastor, the teacher, the missionary, and all those affiliated with ministry here today. Why? For the working of the ministry, for the equipping of the saints, that we may go forth. Hallelujah. Not backing up like a crawfish looking for a hole in Louisiana. No, we go on forward in boldness, proclaiming the gospel, letting people know that God is able and willing to turn things around. Hallelujah. Put their foot on solid ground. It's our job as believers of Christ, followers of Jesus, to tell people about the good news on how good God is. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. So tonight we are talking about expecting a miracle. Our God is a God. It's a God of miracle. Oh, yes, he is. When man says it's impossible, God says it's possible. It's an opportunity for him to step in. It's an opportunity for him to turn things around. You know, Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, we are all called. We have all been given an assignment to do. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there is a time and a season for everything under the heaven. God has given you an assignment to do that only you can do. Only you, if it was custom made for you. Hallelujah. So it's time for us to get busy. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. In Psalm 72:18, it says, blessed be the God, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wonderful things. God's miracle declares his absolute control over nature, events, people, and power. Again, God's miracles declare his absolute control over nature, events, people, and power. His miracles, God's miracles, reveal who God is and awaken human beings to his presence and the presence of God's kingdom. Expecting a miracle from God. Faith, we have to understand that everything we get from God is by faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today, tonight, faith releases God's power. And our source of faith is the word of God, the Bible, God's word that is already anointed. Faith is a work of God and not our own work. And therefore, releasing to God all the impossibility with things in your life. When you get to the end of your rope and you don't know which way to go, come to God. Come to Him early in the morning. Have a little talk with Jesus. Pray and fast. Seek God's face. Seek Him while He may be found. Draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to you. Oh, yes, He will. Here in the scriptures that was read in Matthew 9, verses 18 through 31, we are given a glimpse of a day in the life of Jesus Christ. And during that day, which we read about, at that time, we heard about three amazing and miraculous healings that took place. One was of a daughter, hallelujah, of a centurion, of one that had power, one that had authority. The other one was about a woman with an issue of blood flowing for 12 years. And the third incident was about two blind men who were blind that got healed. Each one were healed from a different illness, and each is healed in a different way. With all three incidents, Jesus is directly involved. See, the Bible says, Jesus said, because He goes to the Father, and we as followers of Him, we as children of God, will be able to do greater works because Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, when He ascended up, ascended in heaven, hallelujah, became the bridge that closed the gap for us to be in right standing with God. Shed His blood for the remission of our sins. That's the type of Jesus that I'm talking about. So God is a God of miracles. And are you expecting one? A miracle? Remember I say it's a supernatural act of God that is done by faith? Yes, God is good. Let's concentrate on the first miracle that happened. The miracle here is, again, about a ruler of the synagogue from Capernaum, a leader in the community. Here he, as he approached Jesus, he is grieved, stricken, that his 12-year-old daughter had died, had the report that she had died, according to the book of Luke. His name was Jairus, and he of course had heard about Jesus, the teaching of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, his fame had gone throughout the land. Jesus was known of healing people. He was known of delivering them. He was known of bringing them together. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus, the son of Mary and Joseph. At the age of 12, hallelujah, he was found in the temple. He opened up the book and it turned to the book of Isaiah and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel. Bring glad tidings. Hallelujah. Jesus. Teaching and preaching had gone before him. People gave him a reputation that wherever he went, people got healed. People got delivered. People got saved and set free. Jairus had also witnessed many miracles done by Jesus Christ. At this point, he was desperate. Jairus revealed his incredible faith, talking about his daughter. He gave the report that my daughter has died, has just died. So he asked Jesus to come and lay his hand on her that she may live. Well, on the way, there was a lady, a woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. But Jesus, he knew his priority. He knew what he was going to do. Jesus, before he got to Jairus' house, it says later when Jesus arrived at the house, where all the neighbors and relatives were grieving, they laughed when Jesus told them that she was just sleeping. You know, sometimes people go to funerals. They go to just to be professional mourners, just to be there to mourn with the people. Don't know why they're doing it, but they just do it. So Jesus knew that they did not have no faith in their heart to heal, to believe. Hallelujah. Sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today, when you go to lay hands on somebody, let me use for an example, at the hospital, and they are plagued with sickness, disease, or infirmity, and there is people that is filled the room, may have came to give comforting words, but we want to see the miraculous take place. We want to see God's will for that particular person if he wants to raise them up from that bed of affliction. Sometimes you have to put people out. If they're not agreeing on what you're agreeing with, then what they're doing, they're going to hinder what needs to take place. So politely, just ask them to leave out for a moment. And when Bible says, if any two come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Father, which is in heaven. Pray the prayer of faith, where if God says, if there's any sick among them, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil. Pray in the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith shall save them. God shall raise them up. If they have committed any sin, it shall be forgiven. So sometimes it's not that you think that you're better than anybody else. No, you want to pray in line with what the scripture is saying, in line with what you're believing for, a supernatural miracle to take place, something that is unexplainable. Pray in the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. So Jesus sent them out, taking the man's daughter by the hand and call her to rise up. And when she did, after he put those that was there that was hindering for what takes place, and he was there, and the young lady got healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Yes, God that we serve, he's able and he's willing to do miracles this day. Hallelujah.
Because of who you are, I
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we worship him because of who he is. He is God Almighty. He is the one that woke us up this morning. He is the one that is willing and able. Hallelujah. He is the one that allowed us to cross over, hallelujah, in 2020. He's the one that helped wipe our slate clean. He's the God of new beginning. He's the one that will keep us in perfect peace as we keep our mind on him. Praise the Lord. So tonight, again, we are talking about expecting a miracle. Our God is a God of miracle. We have read the scriptures earlier from Matthew 9, verses 18 through 31. Earlier, we was talking about the centurion daughter, praise God, amen, by the name of Jairus. Hallelujah. And on the way of going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, the second incident that Jesus encountered on what we was talking about in the verses that was read about the three incidents where miracles was, where a healing miracle was done. Here in the second incident was a woman which was diseased with an issue of flow of blood 12 years. Hallelujah. Because of the issue of the flow of blood, she was separated from society. According to the Old Testament in the Leviticus law, when a person was declared as unclean, they were pushed out of society until they would go to the priest, and the priest would declare them to come back in society after he examined them and considered them clean to come back to and be involved in society. So she was labored at that particular time when Jesus was passing that way. She was labored as an unclean person, which means that she wasn't allowed near the temple or the synagogue, where she must not touch no one, and no one can touch her. So this woman, could you imagine for a minute of being just pushed aside from society, couldn't be involved in any shape, form, or fashion. So this woman was left alone by herself to grieve alone, and I'm quite sure loneliness came her way. She didn't have no husband, no children, and no connection with fellowship of believers. So she was living a very lonely life. And here it says, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of flow of blood 12 years. When she heard about Jesus, she heard about how he healed the people, how he went from city to city, and people got healed, delivered, and set free. And so here she came behind him, and she looked for an opportunity. She saw she had a chance to get close to him. The word of God says, excuse me, and she touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, this is her confession, if I may but touch his hem of his garment, I shall be whole. She had the faith to believe. And she, see, the Bible says faith without works is dead. So she had the faith to believe, and she put some works with it by stepping forth, not concerned about what people would say. And she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And Jesus turned himself about. And when he saw her, he said, hallelujah. And Jesus, when he turned himself around about, the reason he did that, because he felt healing virtue leave his body. He knew that somebody had touched him. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of the living God. And Jesus turned, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Yes, after she was made whole, she could have gone back according to the Leviticus law go back to the priest. But she didn't have to do this because Jesus, when he heals you, he makes you whole. And it says that she was healed whole from that hour. It was done. It was a done deal. She was made whole. And when Jesus, hallelujah, came into the ruler's house, and he saw the commotion, he saw what was going on, he saw the minstrel, he saw those that was the professional mourners, and the people making a bunch of noise, a lot of racket, a lot of chaos. You see where chaos is, God is not in there. It's an awesome confusion. So Jesus said unto them, give way. Give way. Hallelujah. In other words, get out. For the man is not dead, but sleeping. And this was the response from the crowd. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put outside, hallelujah, he went in and he took her by the hand, and the man arose, and the fame whereof went abroad into all that land. You see, when a miracle is wrought by God, when a miracle is done by the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, well, we can't not question it. It's done. It's beyond our human understanding. But God knows what he's doing. When he does things, he does it well. We can't add or take away from it. We can't take the credit for it because he's the one that did it. All we got to do is exercise our faith and believe that God is able. Oh, yes, he is. Now, this is the second time. This is the second miracle. The miracle of Jairus' daughter, hallelujah, she got healed. The healing of the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. Here we go to the third healing that took place. And this was concerning the blind man, two blind men. Yes, they need a healing too. Remember what I said earlier in Romans 10:17? So faith cometh from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Today in 2020, God is still in the miracle working business. But because of the word of God being rejected by society, faith cannot be planted. You see, the faith has to be planted from our head, we need to hear it, then it needs to go to the depths of our heart and be planted in our heart so that faith can come alive, so that we can believe by faith. But you see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, society as a whole have taken the word of God and have challenged the word of God and try to bring God's word, the Bible, in the same category as a common book filled with stories and fables that is not is unreliable and considered as one of the many classics. But I'll stop by to let you know that God's word is sacred. God's word is sound doctrine. The word of God, hallelujah, is God's word and it's absolute truth. Anytime we run into a problem in society, in our lives, all we need to do is go to God's word. There's an answer to every question. Hallelujah. The word of God. People, today, we have so much people that is trying to downgrade, trying to revive the word of God by improper teaching. Hallelujah. But we as believers of Christ, we as students of the word of God, must keep it everything in order. Everything that God does, he does it decent and in order. See, Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and his call according to his purpose. That's why the word of God says we must try the Spirit or test the Spirit by the Spirit. Hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. Because the word of God is God's word. And God won't talk contrary to his word. No, it's all in line with what he says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever and ever. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, here we see when Jesus departed from Jairus' house after his daughter was made whole. Hallelujah. It says he departed thence, and two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thy son of David, have mercy on us. Thy son of David, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. Have mercy on us. We must always, this was a special title they gave to Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus is not just a teacher, but he's the Savior of the nations. So they followed him all the way to the house where he stands. Jesus, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? He was challenging their faith. He wanted to see if they really believe what they say they believe. He wanted to see if their faith level would agree with what was getting ready to take place. And they said, both of them said out of their own mouth, yea, Lord. Then Jesus, he didn't waste no time. He didn't tell them to come back tomorrow. He didn't set up an appointment. No, the Bible says, and then he touched their eyes and saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all their country. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, I wanted to share with you tonight these three incidents of miracle in the area of healing that took place. Four different people. The young lady, age 12, Jairus' daughter. The lady that was plagued with an issue of blood 12 years. And the two men that were blind received their sight. So God is no respecter of person. If he did it for them, he can do it for you. Whatever you may be facing tonight, give it to God. Come to him. Here the word says in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. It says, for by grace are ye saved, through faith. And that is not that no man can boast. It is a gift of God, not because of result of works, so that no man may boast. No, it is a work of God. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall obey. because God has given each and every one of us a measure of faith. All we got to do is work it. You see, faith is like a muscle. We got to stretch it. We got to work it. Hallelujah. So that it may grow. Faith has to grow in order for us to see bigger things happening in our life. So salvation and any other miracle happens through faith, which is a work of God's power and God alone. So expecting a miracle, our God is a God of miracles. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, we thank God because he is a God of miracles. When you look back over your life, when you sit back, I can't talk about nobody else, but I can talk about me. I know that he's a miracle worker. I know he's a doctor in a sick room. I know that he's a lawyer in a courtroom. He is a God that's able. He's a God that's a promise keeper. Yes, he is. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. We serve a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice tonight that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is an opportunity after hearing the word of God taught tonight. Expecting a miracle, our God is a God of miracles. Yes, he's still in the miracle working business. But first of all, we must do things in order. If you're a sinner, hallelujah, you can come to him just the way you are. You can come to him. If you're in a backsliding condition, you can come to him and get back on fire for him, work in his vineyard, become useful for the kingdom of God. Bible says that if we come to that place, we have to realize that we was all born in sin. All of us were partake of the sinful nature. But Jesus made a way out of no way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He bridged the gap between God and man that we may be back in right standing with him. Word of God says that according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, but before we go there, we have to come to the place of repenting of our sins. Come to the place at the foot of the cross and ask God to forgive us, cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Word of God says in 1 John 1, 9, for those that is in a backsliding condition, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, the God that we serve is a forgiving God. He is a God of mercy, of grace and love. Where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Then once you repent of your sin, you make a 180-degree turn. Come to God. He's standing there with open arms. Once we come to him with a sincere heart, then we make a confession of faith. According to Romans 10, verse 13, that says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of making a confession of faith and a belief, for being sorry for what you did, for getting it right with God, hallelujah, and having a determination to go forward with him. Where it says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we confess our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, for with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. After we do this, then we get to the place where we get into the word of God for ourselves, so that we can study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, ready to divide the word of truth, letting God know to study his word, that we may know the Word of God for ourselves. After we do this, study. Ask the Lord to lead you to a Bible-believing church where those that is in position, in leadership capacity, that they'll be able to teach you according to the Word of God. Not a watered-down gospel, but telling it just the way it is. Not taking away from the scriptures, not adding to it, but just let the Word of God, preaching the Word. Because you see, it's the Word of God that will bring about a change. It's the Word of God that will wash us. It's the Word of God that will keep us. Hallelujah. Then you have to have a made-up mind that the cross is before you and the world is behind you. We can't have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. No, we got to make a decision for ourselves. And after we do that, just fellowship. Get with people that is in the same mindset as you are. People that's thinking the same thing. People that's believing the same thing. By faith, everything we get from God is by faith. Faith is the vehicle that we need. Faith with works will accomplish great things, positive things in your life as well as mine. Yes, God will keep you in perfect peace. Bible says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, for us to be anxious for nothing or be careful for nothing, in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, in 2020, in order for us to go forward, in order for us to stay, hallelujah, in right standing with God, we need God's hand upon our life. We need God's mercy and his grace in each and every one of our lives from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes, the Lord is good. And he's good all of the time. And all the time, he is good. God bless you. God keep you in perfect peace here tonight. We are thankful and grateful for the God that we serve. Yeah, oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, we are. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God is such a good God, and we thank him for what he has given us. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your questions, comments, topics you'd like to be discussed to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow in care of Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. Again, that P.O. Box is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Share the telephone number with your friends and family for the broadcast. We broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the word. We appreciate you. We love you. God loves you. Have a great weekend. Be safe and attend someone's church on Sunday morning, someone's church that is a Bible teaching church that teaches the word, doesn't add to it or take away from it. God bless you. We love you. Have a great weekend.